So when might we know what is going on here, these documents be unsealed, and we know the basis for the search?
The next step is the president's move. The president now, or the former president, needs to decide whether or not he wants to challenge the attorney general's request that the search warrant be unsealed. Now, the president has been in possession of that search warrant since Monday when the search took place. He has chosen not to say anything about what's in it or what was taken away. So the attorney general has said, fine, if you don't want to do that, we're going to ask the judge to unseal the search warrant so we can share that information with the world. And, of course, we'll get a little more information about the property, although we will not get a final detailed description of every page. We will see a receipt for the property and get a little better sense of what it was. The Attorney General also made clear today that he and the former president, his office and the former president, had been in negotiations prior to this search, that there had been a subpoena, and that the subpoena had been served on the president. And this was something the president had been not mentioning in talking about all this week, when he said there had been no discussion, when he said he was totally taken by surprise. Well, actually, the former president's attorney was present for the search, and there had been a subpoena, and all this has been in negotiation for quite some while.
Okay, so what sort of details could be contained within this warrant? Would we get a sense of, for example, what was being searched for specifically?
We may, but probably the main thing we're going to find out is which or what crimes might be alleged here. If this search was carried out under these extraordinary, as you've said, circumstances, and with the knowledge that the former president would obviously make quite a deal about it, there must be something involved here, whether it's classified information or something of interest to another investigation. There must be something here that is significant enough for the attorney general to take on the considerable hazards, let us say, of this kind of a confrontation, even with a former president, let alone a president. So this we're hoping to find out exactly what the attorney general is looking for in terms of what it could eventually lead to, what sort of crime might be involved here, even if we do not get a look at the original affidavit, which would have the most detail about that. We don't expect to see that tomorrow. But what we do expect to see tomorrow is the response of the former president to the judge down in Florida who's going to decide whether or not to unseal the search warrant. We have every reason to think the judge in Florida will unseal the search warrant, but the president can object. And if he does, then we'll have some further proceedings with that.
What has prompted the Attorney General to take this step?
Well, the step that was taken today was taken in reaction to the storm of criticism that's come from Republicans and from, of course, the former president himself, mischaracterizing what happened here and also impugning the integrity of the FBI and suggesting that there might have been some sort of skullduggery on the part of these agents, or that the whole thing had been sprung on the former president out of a clear blue sky. He was not present at Mar-a-Lago at the time, but as his attorney was, and this as a result of long negotiation and a subpoena having been ignored. So that was the main thing the Attorney General wanted to make clear at this point. But as to why the search itself took place now, other than just frustration after months of trying to get at this material, which the president had been informed a great while ago was not legally in his possession, we don't know what finally broke the Attorney General's reluctance to confront the former president. But this clearly had pushed him over the limit.
What has been said from Donald Trump's side? I believe that both, well, he, his lawyer, and his son Eric Trump have been speaking about this.
They have said a number of things, and so have some of his supporters in the Congress. And they have said, among other things, that there was no basis for this search, that it was a completely politically motivated raid, a witch hunt. That's a phrase that the former president likes to use and has used fairly frequently. And they have alleged that there's really nothing here other than the desire of their political opponents to embarrass the former president and make it difficult for him to run again, to try to be president again in 2024. That is something that now seems increasingly imminent, that he is going to run. The only question is when he's going to announce it. And so the former president and his allies have characterized all of this as a kind of political torpedo, an attempt to keep him from running again.
Yeah, what is the fallout from the raid? Because obviously there has been comment from all sides on this, but some pretty outrageous claims coming from the right.
Yes, and a lot of that is competitive fundraising. I receive all of the fundraising pitches that come from the Trump Organization in all of its guises. I receive all of the fundraising material that comes from a number of different Republican lists. So the senators who are closest to him, the congresspersons who are closest to him, all within a matter of hours put out requests urging their supporters to send them various amounts of money. Small donors. This is not to the big cats. This is just to all of the rank and file donors, the $10, $50, $75 type contributions. So that all came out in a flurry, and there was a great deal of competition to be the person who said the most outrageous things about this search. And among other things, you know, calling it a political hit job and so forth, and quite ignoring the facts of the case and this long period of negotiation that has been fruitless in getting the former president to comply with the law and return the material that he had illegally.
So just give us the timeline on this. How fast is all of this going to move?
Hard to say. We do know that there's a 3 o'clock deadline tomorrow for the former president to object to the unsealing of the search warrant itself. He may not object. On the other hand, he may. So if he does object, it does raise the question of why he would object to having people know what was being searched for. If he says that this is all without a basis or without any good purpose, why would he object to having the contents of the search warrant itself, this the request for a search, made public? He may, however, see fit to do that and drag this process out longer. We shall see in the next 24 hours whether or not he chooses to do that. But if he does do that, well, then we get into a proceeding that could last for some days before the judge would ultimately decide whether or not to unseal the search warrant despite the president's objections.